So this afternoon I found myself in a record shop with James, who came to look at vinyl and basically play some of our music, because James knows the owner, Chris, whose shop it is. And I thought, well, why not? I would play some of my music to him. So he's looking on SoundCloud, and this is one of my tracks. Of course, it's Ridiculous Rain. So I'm sitting in the chair. James is actually over there to my left with vinyl and a record deck playing music. It's quite cool. Had a cool day today. We got James's phone all activated, the 4S. We went to an independent phone shop where they set up his iTunes account for him, because, you know, iTunes accounts are annoying and they have this weird capture that you can't seem to actually make work with speech. Apple have never fixed it, to my knowledge. So they offered to do it in the shop, activated the phone in the shop, put a SIM in the shop. We just have to put credit on it. So this evening I'm going to go home. I've basically taught him how to use the voiceover already, and he's quite proficient at it, very quickly. Easy customer, which is good. So just a little bit of a learning curve, not too much of one though, I hope. And he can start enjoying the phone as soon as he gets, well, some apps, I guess. But even playing with the stock apps and email and messaging and stuff would be good practice. And got to show him how to type as well, so all good. Slow going at first, isn't it? We all went through that, those of us who use iOS, of course. I'm guessing even Android has that learning curve. Touchscreen typing. Well, touchscreen anything. We got to start somewhere. And you can only progress, you can't really digress, can you? Because if you've never done it, then you can't really get any worse. So I hope you'll enjoy it, and I hope you'll benefit from having a smartphone, because his last phone was some crappy old thing from years ago that never talked. Yeah, no texting, no emailing, no nothing. Never had a phone that talked. It's madness. So there you go. Go home, eat some food. Well, back to James to eat some food. His wife, Karen, has cooked this amazing Moroccan lamb with rice business. Can't wait to check it out. Should be really fun. And, yes, happy times. Gone. Cheers for listening, as always.